Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To join us here as we kick off the second hour of the program. Our toll-free number for you, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts to start things out. Coming up, we can talk about Black Friday, and well, we covered it in detail last night, but some of the numbers are in, so we'll report on that. Plus a gentleman who's been arrested by the U.S. government gang for visiting North Korea. He's a cryptocurrency expert, and apparently he allegedly met with some of the government gang in North Korea, and so the government gang in the United States is mad about that, and they're now charging him for freedom of speech? Because I thought you had freedom of speech in the United States. Maybe they're saying you don't have freedom of speech if you're going to talk to Kim Jong-un. Or some of his goons. So we'll get into that coming up here. But first, Olivia is on the line. She's on our Discord server and in Arizona. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time Discord caller.
Hey, all right, great. You sound good. Go ahead.
I had two comments before I get to my main point. One of them was you're advertising this health insurance, I think, and I just wanted to tell a quick story about an experience I had in the Arizona Walmart. I went to pick up a prescription, and the pharmacy tech who checked me out was so nice. She said, get on your phone and look up goodrx.com because you might have a coupon for this. And so I did, and she saved me $20. So I thought that was pretty cool. I don't know. Maybe everyone's heard this but me. But
yeah, I was at CVS, and they did the same thing for my wife was doing it because I probably wouldn't even look. We use the GoodRx at my household, too.
That's good. Awesome. I wanted to throw that out in case anyone hadn't heard it, you know, save a few bucks. The other thing I wanted to mention the other day when I called in about my experience with the DMV, I wasn't just calling in to complain. I wanted to mention if you go, because I had to make three trips home, if you go, they have a new real ID law that Obama did to put some kind of gold star on your license. I'm sure you've talked.
This actually wasn't specifically Obama. Real ID has been in place since the Bush administration, because I remember, Mark, when we moved up here to New Hampshire, that was one of the issues that some of the activists were active on right before we moved. So it was like still kind of going when we came up here. There were some great protests that Lauren Canario and Jim Johnson did, where they dressed up as Nazi soldiers and put up like a checkpoint outside of the state house. So this was back in like 2005, I think. So this has been going on for a long time. What's happened, though, over the years, Olivia, is that the federal government has been trying to shove this real ID thing down the state's throats. And essentially what it is, for those who aren't familiar, it's a set of federal standards that they basically are trying to, you know, choke down on the states. The states don't have to do real ID, but they pretty much are all doing it, from what I understand. I don't know if there's any other holdouts. There may have, you know, initially there were a few holdout states.
Most of the complaints from the states surround the unfunded mandate aspect.
Right.
So you're going to make us put this stuff on our driver's license, but you're not giving us any money to do it.
That was the initial objection from some states who refused to go along with it. New Hampshire was one of those states. I guess something changed. I mean, I haven't followed all the, you know, the dirty political details of exactly how New Hampshire got convinced to come on board with this. But eventually the federal government has been saying for the last several years, you better get this real ID or else we're not going to let you fly anywhere. And they've kept on, you know, coming at these states, state governments, with these threats, which in my mind are just straight up lies. They're just trying to intimidate people. It's not true. I don't believe that they're going to actually refuse people to be able to fly. They'll make it more difficult for you, they might, you know, give you the super secret special search and question you or something like that before you're allowed to get on board an airplane. But given that you can fly without an without ID at all, I don't see how it would be that they would refuse to allow you to fly if you had an ID, but it just wasn't the federal, you know, real ID. There's probably just going to be extra hoops. But that's what they've been saying, right? So there's no penalty for government when they tell lies. So they can get out there and say, we're going to stop you from flying if you don't get this real ID. And people believe them because, you know, it's the government. So they figure they're, you know, that's the way it's going to be. But it, I'm telling you, it's not going to be that way. So what they kept doing is they kept putting off this deadline. They would have the deadline set for, you know, 2015 or 2017 or whatever it was. They had them over the years, and they kept pushing it back and pushing it back. And so it wasn't even something you could really take that seriously because they never really cracked down on any of these deadlines. They just kept moving them back. So now we're supposed to believe that, I think is it 2021 or 2020 that's the deadline now? I forget which.
At this point, I've stopped paying attention. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I just don't take it terribly seriously.
But there is
at
another
some point
deadline.
It's coming, though,
yeah,
clearly.
There's another deadline, and it's coming up within the next year or year and a half, and supposedly you won't be able to fly. But so anyway, that's what the real ID is. The ones with a golden star are the real ID compliant IDs, and the ones without are not. I guess some states, I presume that they're all real ID, but other states like New Hampshire, you can choose. Although the bureaucrats at the DMV in New Hampshire have been trying to encourage the real ID. So they've been propagating this misinformation and these lies to the people that come in saying, well, you know, you might want to get the real ID because they've basically been making people opt out. They're sort of defaulting to real ID now. What's your experience there?
It's interesting you say that because I had to go home. I'm sure maybe if I had pushed the issue, I could have said, well, just treat me like a non-citizen. But I think that you can still fly with a passport. But honestly, after my
Well, that's considered a real ID. The passport
passport
is a federal ID. So the passport is, by default, it's compliant with a real ID strictures.
Yeah, so this just seems like those protesters said. Honestly, it felt menacing, it felt off, and it really did feel like Nazi Germany. You know, I had to go home like twice to get the papers because they wanted two bills to show that I lived at the residence that I live at. Mm. Then they wanted a social security card.
Wow.
And they wanted a birth certificate or a passport or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty insane, and it did not feel good. And I was like, well, what if I don't have these things? What if I want to be put down as a non-citizen, but they wouldn't really hear of it?
So, is that what they told you, is that you'd be a non-citizen if you didn't have a real ID?
You know, I honestly don't remember exactly what they said. They kind of gave me a vague threat, like, well, then you won't have the gold star. And you
I know. It sounds like something right out of elementary
school. I've been living
life
without a gold star for some time. Whenever they're passing out gold stars, they almost always skip me.
It sounds like something right out of elementary school, doesn't it? Remember?
It does. I really did want that sticker on my forehead back then, though.
They put it on your forehead?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I remember they had like a chart that they would put the gold stars up on, and I don't remember what they were charting, but...
We were wild ones in my kindergarten class. Mm-hmm. We all wanted a sticker on the forehead.
Gotcha.
Well, I have to tell you a story to go with it. So, but they didn't seem keen on letting me out of this. In fact, the woman behind the counter told the story of her allegedly 95-year-old neighbor who didn't have a birth certificate because that started after 95 years ago. And they made her, like, get census records to prove that she was. And I'm like, well, then why do I have a passport and a driver's license? I mean, obviously it's me. Are you saying
right, right. So what you're pointing out here is that you already had their other government documents, but they wouldn't accept their own government documents just on the face of them.
Right.
They wanted you to go get the birth certificate and all these other, just jump through some hoops, lady.
Exactly, exactly. It was almost humiliating, honestly.
Sure.
But anyway, so I really called about that poor woman in Utah who was topless in her own home, and they want to allege that that was lewd and some kind of child abuse.
Did you hear about this, Mark?
So many questions.
Right. Basically, some gal not wearing a top in her house.
What happened was they were installing insulation in their attic. They came down. It was her and her her boyfriend or husband or whatever, because she's the stepmom of the children in the
home. Right.
And, you know, they were up in insulation, so they stripped off their clothes down to their underwear, basically.
The boys saw it.
She was topless. I think there were boys and girls. I think there was three children involved. So hang on, Olivia. I know you had comments on that. We can bring it back here in just a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So the children who are not her children saw it, told their mother about it. Their mother went to the police.
Yep.
Now the lady who was topless is looking at prison time. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Acapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. What is a t-shirt? Is it just another piece of cloth that keeps you from being cold and naked? Well, we think that a t-shirt is a way to connect with others, a way to communicate and share your beliefs. Do you like to promote liberty? Is your torso lacking adequate coverage? Are you shivering into cold, lonely nights? LibertyMinded.com has durable, soft, comfortable apparel such as t-shirts, hoodies, and knit beanies for everyone that promote principled, liberty-minded messaging to let you immediately connect and show the world what you believe in. Best of all, this weekend, LibertyMinded.com is running the biggest sale they've ever had at 30% off almost everything in the store. So if you've been to LibertyMinded.com, you know there's a great selection of really creative, well-designed, graphically pleasing, Johnson's really good at this,
yeah,
T-shirts that are available there and other items, including the Free Talk Live hoodie, which is right now, I believe he's selling these things below cost at this point just because he wants to blow out the inventory. $21, as low as $21 for a Free Talk Live hoodie. It's that time of year.
Wow.
This is a great gift for people that, you know, love Free Talk Live. These are the original batch of hoodies that, you know, we've had around forever. And the rest of Liberty Minded is like the sort of one-off thing where, you know, when you order it, it's made for you, essentially. Whereas the hoodies, they, you know, we bought those back before that technology existed, basically. And so he wants to blow those hoodies out. But everything else is also on sale, pretty much everything, 30% off. Over at LibertyMinded.com, you can take a look, see what's available, and place your order. LibertyMinded.com. And, yes, they do accept cryptocurrency. At LibertyMinded.com. We're going to get back into Olivia's call here, plus you can call in and bring up anything that you want. I did pull up the alleged frequently asked questions about real ID because I was curious as to what is the news supposed deadline. They say that it will be October 1st of 2020 when you will, they claim, no longer be allowed to, here's the quote, what happens to travelers who show up without a compliant license? Will the TSA turn them away? This is from the Department of Homeland Security's website. They say travelers who do not present a real ID compliant license or acceptable alternative beginning October 1st, 2020 will not be permitted through the security checkpoint.
Wow.
But on the other hand, if you go to the TSA's website, there's a question there. I forgot my identification. Can I still proceed through security screening? In the event you arrive at the airport without proper ID because it's lost or at home, you may still be allowed to fly. By providing additional information, TSA has other ways to confirm your identity, like using publicly available databases so you can reach your flight. If your identity cannot be verified, you will not be allowed to enter the screening checkpoint.
One time I had my ID in the wrong pocket, and I found it later, but I couldn't find it there in the line.
Right,
and
so you didn't think you had it on you.
And I had to go through some extra screening. They did the blue glove love and patted me down in all my special spots.
Mm-hmm.
And
they ask you some questions?
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Whatever they are, I'll answer anything as long as I can get my flight, you know?
And you got on.
And I got on.
No problem. How much extra
delay?
Well,
there's a problem. Not much.
So you don't feel, they didn't take you into a separate room and sit you down and, you know,
nope,
go through a long,
nope,
repertoire of questions?
Nope.
Okay. Well, we got Olivia who's still on the line with us here. Olivia, you'd called in to kind of bring up Real ID, but ultimately you wanted to talk about the woman in Utah facing jail time, a significant amount of jail. She's looking at like three misdemeanor charges of lewdness involving a child because she was topless around her three stepchildren. And nobody actually even knows when this event took place. So she's been charged with this so-called crime, and they don't even know when it happened. They just know the mother of the stepchildren complained to the police. So one of the police detectives called her, and she, probably not knowing her rights and knowing anything about keeping quiet when it comes to speaking to the police, likely simply admitted to doing this.
Sure.
So they brought criminal charges against her.
Well, who would have thought this was
a crime?
Be a problem.
In her own home?
Right.
Yeah.
So it had to be Utah, of course.
Yes, indeed. So, but that's not to say this couldn't happen somewhere else. Olivia, go ahead with your, you said you had some questions or comments about this?
Sure. Real quick, though, I just wanted to say yesterday a friend of mine bought me, because I told him what to buy, got me a couple of beanies and Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree from LibertyMinded.com.
Awesome.
So excited. But, Yeah, so I have so many questions about this. So I think Gene, the Christian anarchist in Discord, had asked, so if you take your child to a nudist beach, say in Europe, are you guilty of some kind of international sex crime? Or even here in the U.S., are you guilty of a sex crime there? You know, my question is, you know, kids eat off of those. So, like, what age do you, like, is it wrong to, because some people breastfeed until the kid's like seven or older.
That's true.
You know? I've heard the stories, and I did meet a couple where they were talking about weaning their six-year-old and how he verbally expressed his displeasure with not being able to nurse before briefly before going to bed, because he had been doing this, I don't know, for 6 years and his whole life. And you know, like he trying to pull up mom's shirt. When they can when they can yank your shirt up, ladies, I'm thinking this little adventure is over. But that's just my opinion. You do you, but this was hilarious to me. My wife and I, well, my wife breastfed for some time, but, you know, she even thought this was just bizarre.
Well, like, Native Americans used to, well, from what I've heard, they used to breastfeed for a while because that was good nutrition that, you know, more nutrition for everybody. They didn't have to feed their kids as much meat, but it was also, like, nutrient-rich, and it kept the women from, like, getting pregnant too often. So there were some advantages, at least back in the day. And that brings me to the Native Americans. And, yes, the Mariana Island natives, they used to go around topless. Are we saying that all these ancient societies all were abusing their children by not wearing a white man's shirt? Did that justify stealing the children and forcing them into those boarding schools where they died of horrible diseases? You know, there's just so much here. And who's everyone has boobs. It's weird. Like, and it's only the nipple part that gets covered, which is a universal, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, we've all got them. And that's one of the points the woman was making in court was, my husband was there. He was topless, too. How come that's not a problem? Why isn't that a crime?
Because this is Utah, lady.
Well, all right.
One last thing on that is, you know, in today's changing sexual preferences, like, you know, homosexuality is becoming much more open and common, I suppose. Should men have to be covered as well? Because,
right,
you know, if it's all about lust and temptation, then you guys got to put on the burqa too, you know?
She could have said that at that moment in time, I identified as a man.
Thanks for the call tonight, Olivia. Go. Definitely appreciate hearing from you there on our Discord server. If you want to sound great like that, you can connect to our Discord at discord.lrn.fm.
Yeah, I don't think that one should have to go through these genuflections of sort of, you know, saying this thing or that thing. It should be okay to be topless in your home.
Yeah, should be okay to be topless anywhere.
In front of children. Like, this should be easy, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She took her shirt off when she was covered in fiberglass from being in the roof.
Well, the prosecution is claiming they can't change the law on this because it would actually put children in danger, because there's specific, the law here, a lewd act with a child, has to do with, you know, if you touch a girl's breast, then that's considered a lewd act. They say, well, we can't treat women the same as men, otherwise it won't protect the children from, you know, perverts who want to touch them.
It's always the children.
Ridiculous, because it's still molestation. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A wintry storm is threatening Thanksgiving travelers as it moves eastward. Travel could be rough in many places like western Colorado with high winds and plenty of snow. Earlier this week, another storm dumped tons of rain and snow in the west.
They were telling us for a week we were going to get it, and we got it.
Now a new storm is expected as millions of holiday travelers make their way home.
The rain was going horizontal, and you could hardly see.
In Arizona, the National Weather Service says three tornadoes ripped through the Phoenix area on Friday, leaving behind a path of debris and destruction. Just northeast of Phoenix, two children are dead and another is missing after a family vehicle was swept away by floodwaters. The Northeast is preparing for an ice storm. Flights are already being canceled or delayed in Denver and Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, it's 855-450-3733. And we have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, you ready to start accepting cryptocurrency at your place of business? Or maybe you go to your customers, maybe your service provider. You want to take crypto on your phone or whatever device you've got with you. You can easily do that by going to helpmetakebitcoin.com. They'll help you accept Bitcoin and Dash and Bitcoin Cash. And you can do it quickly. You don't have to jump through ridiculous hoops. There's no application. There's no fee. There's no waiting. You just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com, and they'll walk you through the steps to install your own crypto wallet and hook up the AnyPay app to start accepting cryptocurrency at your point of sale. The app's available for iOS and Android, as well as web browsers, so it's super easy to do. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. There's really no better way, and there's no fee to the business owner. You know, you're paying 3% or whatever to the credit card companies. Zero fees to accept cryptocurrency through helpmetakebitcoin.com. It's a no-brainer. Check it out when you get the chance. I'm a big fan of what they're doing over there. Let's go and continue with more of your calls and thoughts. We've got Jerry. He's on the line in Florida listening in Daytona Beach to WNDB. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a little confused. This is the second time that I've heard your program.
Welcome.
And I think earlier you were talking about somebody that got in trouble with the federal government because they were talking cryptocurrency with North Korea.
Yep.
Yeah. We didn't get into the story, but yeah, there's a headline about that.
Yeah, and but then on the other hand, you know, you kind of slam the government because they, you know, they're coming down on those people. But then on the other hand, you talk about freedom. And, you know, North Korea suppresses freedom probably more than any country in this world.
No,
I don't know why why would we want to help them out with them some kind of technological.
Well, this is my thought process that I'm, is this. I'm free. And I don't belong to the United States federal government. No, I am free.
No, you're not.
I can declare myself free as often as I like.
Sure, but they can put you in a prison cell if they want.
Right, and like we all deal with that, right? Yeah. Like the federal government can do what it wants. Even if you're to free people, it can crack down anytime it feels like it. So I don't see education as a bad thing. Now, the federal government may see education as a bad thing, but presuming, and I haven't read this story yet with this guy, but presuming this guy isn't working for the United States federal government, he's not guilty of treason because he's hasn't taken an oath or anything. So I think that free people should be able to educate whom they wish about which technologies they want. Don't you think that?
So you think that the free people ought to be able to help a dictator solidify his position? I mean, isn't that very selfish? Isn't that selfish?
I think that, well, for one, I don't know that that's what that guy thought.
I don't think you believe in freedom. I think you believe in money.
No, I believe money will provide you with some freedom. However, what I believe in is that in your freedom to educate Kim Jong-un on cryptocurrency, I'm not going to do it because I wouldn't walk, I wouldn't step foot into North Korea. I'd be afraid I wouldn't be able to come back.
I wouldn't want to help the federal government learn about it either. I don't want any power-seeking sickos to be able to control anything, you know, that could possibly, you know, set people free.
Right. I'm not so silly as to say that I think the United States federal government is the same thing as the North Korean government.
The difference, though, is only in degrees.
But it's in degrees.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. What planet are you guys living on?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Maybe you haven't heard, but the United States has more people in prison by percentage of its population and maybe even raw numbers, I think, than pretty much any other place on the planet.
Right, and they're all in there because they smoked the joint. I know. I've heard.
No, that's not the reason.
A good percentage of people in jail are in for drug crimes.
A lot of federal prisoners are absolutely there for nonviolent drug crimes.
Sure.
Do you guys really know anything about communism, or do you just, you know, kind of flap your gums?
I think we've been on the air for a long time. I mean, what do you mean by knowing things about communism?
Well, I mean, do you actually understand and know what happens in countries when they convert to a communism or
it's generally pretty bad.
Yeah, life sucks. We studied Venezuela quite
a bit. I was just in Cuba 2 weeks ago. Try to take the condescending tone down.
I understand you've only listened to the show twice. I get it.
So you went down to give the Castro brothers your money, your American dollars.
Oh, I see. Now I'm a bad American for going to Cuba.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Look, I'm not owned by the state. I am not your automaton. I am not a Myrmidon. If I want to go see some classic cars in Cuba and see what it's like there now that the veil has dropped,
Listen, you really think the veil has dropped? You don't think you got the Potemkin version of Cuba?
The Potemkin version. I wasn't
on a tour.
You
don't even know what Potemkin is, do you? You don't even know what it is.
I couldn't look it up. I don't know what you're referring to at this moment.
You don't know anything, okay?
I wasn't on a tour.
Wow.
I went around and looked at Cuba. I walked.
Right. Yeah, you saw what they wanted you to see.
Well, if they wanted me to see Havana, then yes, I did. You don't know what Cuba's like.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. You're acting like Cuba is the same as North Korea.
What you guys do, spend a little time studying. I'll tell you a good place to start. The Black Book of Communism, published by the Harvard University Press.
Well, that sounds like a great idea.
Did you hear the first hour and a half of the show? The first hour?
I don't know when the show starts.
Okay.
I know when I heard of it.
All we talked about in the first hour was the failure of communism.
Right, but if you guys don't even know what Potemkin is...
Wait a second. Hold on. You just put an offer on the table, Jerry. You said read the book. And I'm going to check... No, we'll just keep talking, and then you don't have to worry about a conversation. I'm going to read your book. I want you to read a book for me, okay?
Okay.
Healing Our World by Mary Ruart.
How do you spell her name? Last name.
R-U-W-A-R-T.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Great. And then you'll find out about what freedom is. Not nationalism.
Right.
Not bootlicking, but freedom.
Yeah, okay, right.
Just saying.
Okay. Look, you guys, how old are you guys?
It's hard.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, here it is.
Here it comes.
I'm older than Jesus when he died on the cross for your sins.
You're very naive.
I'm not naive. I'm 50 years old, you yutz.
Well, you know, that some people might think that's young.
All right.
You know, see,
I know
he's
people,
older than
know
you, Mark, so therefore he
there
knows
are United
more.
States presidents that took office that are younger than I am. I'm 48. I'm 50.
Wonderful.
I'm rounding up.
Well, listen, do your homework before you do a talk show, okay?
I've been doing a talk show for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. You know, and
200 radio stations.
I knew a guy here in Florida that did a talk show, and the more he talked, the less he said.
Who was he?
Well, we won't. It doesn't
I'm from
matter.
Florida.
You're talking about things that you have not a clue.
What are you talking about that I don't have a clue about?
You don't know what the Potemkin is.
That it's a good idea.
I just looked it up here.
Was it a ship? It was a ship, right?
I think the Potemkin was a ship, but here's Mandy Patinkin. I probably don't know how to spell it.
Yeah, you guys are idiots. Catch you later.
Okay, Jerry. Well, we're done with you. Goodbye. If all you got is name calling, you don't actually have anything intelligent to say. And, you know, he was sort of suggesting, like, we didn't know something about communism. We've been looking and observing the failure of
communism. We had the Communist Manifesto on the air a couple of times to find out the 10 planks.
Right.
Talk about it. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Whatever.
Very rude. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And, hey, buddy, if you want to try to actually convince somebody of something, like, that they might be wrong on a topic, try not calling them names.
Was that the ship that almost fired the missile on during the Cuban
Missile
Crisis?
Don't ask me. The name sounds familiar. It sounds like I feel like it's a ship, but I'm not going to claim that I know something when I don't. And you didn't claim you knew what it was. So, you know, because you didn't know some piece of history, therefore you know nothing about communism,
Russian
according to this
battleship
guy.
Potemkin.
There you go. Let's talk to Dave. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hello, Dave. You're on the air.
I just want to say that, you know, happy past Thanksgiving was a couple days ago.
I just want to say it's a relief to have Dave on the air after that last guy.
Well, we'll see whether or not he threatens to kill us.
Dave, this is not that guy. That's not
I want to let everybody know out there who's listening, I have deleted all apps on my phone.
Hold on, Dave. We're going to bring it back here. We're going to find out why Dave has deleted all of the apps on his phone. I don't recall Dave ever threatening anything to us, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, he's threatened
about
violence against us, sure.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's nothing compared to what Jim Witt has done.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want, but, you know, if it's going to be name-calling, that's pretty lame. It's Free Talk Live.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we have been looking into the Potemkin, which there's a couple of different Potemkins, apparently.
Right, there's a general who was a Potemkin. There's a battleship that was a Potemkin that had a mutiny on it. And then
that's
it turns,
what I'd heard of. I'd heard of the ship, but I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, that was in, like, 1903, 1905.
But Olivia, actually, who was on the air with us earlier, she's in our chat room over at discord.lrn.fm. She found that Potemkin Village, and now that she mentioned this, it does ring a bell, was the fake idyllic village that the USSR showed to visitors so that people would be fooled about how successful communism was. So the guy, the rude gentleman that was on the air earlier...
Did he think we're communists?
I'm not sure what he thought. He wasn't really being real clear. He certainly thinks that we don't know as much about history as he does. And so he brought up this, haven't you heard of Potemkin? And, well, we weren't real sure, and so therefore he's just dismissed
everything.
There are
lots of history professors out there that wouldn't make as good of a talk show host as me, as evidenced by the fact that I've been a talk show host by 20 years.
Therefore, he dismissed everything, you know, that we had to say, even though we've been criticizing communism on the air here for well over a decade of having been on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm on too.
And I think what he was suggesting was that you, when you visited Cuba, were unknowingly being shown a Potemkin village. You were being put into, without your awareness, into an area where they were trying to show you the best side of communism and so on and so forth.
Okay, well, if they were trying to do that, then all they did was convince me that communism absolutely, positively could never work. Not that I ever had any doubts before I walked in.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, no one gets more free market than me. The critiques that I have against the United States government are critiques against a government, not critiques against free market economics.
Right.
I believe in free market economics.
That's why we are against the
government. United States government ceases to be free market that I have a problem.
Absolutely.
And I'll extol Cuba as they become more free market. Yes, they have a long ways to go to get as free market as the United States.
But they have put in some reforms in the last decade.
And the United States is going down the list of economic freedom that's put out by the Heritage Foundation.
Every list that's put out is more than just the Heritage Foundation.
But a conservative cares about a conservative list.
Sure.
The Heritage Foundation is a conservative list that says the United States is demonstrably becoming less and less economically free over time, and presumably, if they're checking out Cuba, I haven't looked at the list as far. I don't live in Cuba, so I don't care about where they come in the list. I care about the U.S.
But I bet you it's rising.
But of course it's rising because they're becoming more free market. They've got a long way to go to get better.
So even though we might not have known offhand what Potemkin was that he was referring to, and he wasn't clear if he was talking about the village or the ship.
Sure,
or whatever.
I mean, I could pop in with some vocabulary word and ask him what that means.
But we certainly know that in North Korea they do the same thing because we talked about.
I'm sure they do. That,
we know
that
they
hotel
do.
That has like 25 floors, but only one or two of them are outfitted.
And they are very concerned with keeping people on a very specific track of places that they can visit, these sort of government-approved places, these show stores that only exist for tourists. The normal people in North Korea aren't allowed to shop there. And so they absolutely have the Potemkin Village thing going, you know, full sail in North Korea. But because we took, you know, and we haven't really even gotten to the story about it yet, but about this Bitcoin guy who went over to the DPRK, to North Korea, and gave some sort of a presentation about cryptocurrency, presumably to the government gang there. I wouldn't have chosen to do that, but in my view, what he did was just exercise free speech. He went over and talked to some people.
And this is one of the important things to point out about free speech. Is the founders of this country didn't want it, otherwise they would have put it in. The fact is that the Constitution was bounced back, and the people said, we want a list of rights. And they were pretty clear, and speech was really high on that list. Mm. Free speech is basically only an American phenomenon. It's extraordinarily important to freedom. And here's another little fact about it. Free speech doesn't need to be free if the things you're saying are popular.
That's true.
And if you have free speech in the United States, you should be able to have it, according to the United States government, anywhere on the planet. And that means that a person who knows about cryptocurrency should be able to go to North Korea and teach North Koreans about cryptocurrency.
He wasn't revealing state secrets to them or something like that. He was talking about a thing that anybody who's got internet access, which a lot of them in North Korea probably don't, could go and learn more about.
Right.
Let's get back to Dave, though. He is on the line with us here. He wanted to tell us why he has deleted all of the apps on his phone. Dave, you're back on. Go ahead.
Yeah, when I started to talk about it, you guys immediately went and put me on hold. I think that is very freaking rude.
Well, Dave, it's just the way the business is done. We have to have breaks so our radio stations can play commercials. And in our version of this radio thing, we have what are called hard breaks, which means we cannot avoid them. They always happen where they happen, when they happen. And sorry, you just ran right up against one of them. So go on. What was your point of your call?
Because like the last time I called, you guys didn't put me on hold. And then now you guys put me on hold.
I have a solution for you, Dave.
On hold.
Okay, I have a solution for you. Let me tell you what you can do.
Here, hold on.
Find a salt shaker and a hammer and pound it way up where the sun don't shine.
That's a bad idea.
Anyway.
Don't do that.
Can I continue?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think there's videos of that online. You don't want to do that.
Don't do that.
Can I continue?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I deleted a whole bunch of apps because, you know, I'm sick and tired of putting, like, you know, my phone looks pregnant, by the way, because, you know, it's always heating up, and, you know, it's just, you know, I'm, like, people always keep telling me to download Bic.org, and I don't use that app, whatever, people tell me to use other apps, whatever, but, no, I deleted every single app on my phone. My phone looks pregnant, it's always hot, I always have to keep on putting my phone in the freezer.
What does pregnant mean? Your phone looks pregnant.
The back of my phone, it's bulging out. It's not supposed to be bulging out.
That sounds very bad.
Your battery might,
it might
explode. Getting really hot. You said your phone's getting really hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a faulty battery, Dave. You may want to go ahead and trade that phone in, and or at least take it in for service, if not get a whole new phone. That could be
that sounds like it could be
a
really
fire
hazard. That's a fire hazard right there.
I'm kind of broke, so if anybody wants to send me a few $100 in cash for Christmas so I can go out and buy a brand new phone, I'd appreciate that.
What about an old phone? Would you accept a used phone?
My P.O. box, ready? My P.O. box is...
No, I don't want your address yet. I want to know, would you accept somebody's used phone? Rather than a few $100, which you could go spend on who knows what, if somebody sent you a phone, that would solve the problem, right?
I want a new one. With I don't want an iPhone or whatever.
This is what they say.
iPhones.
Beggars, they say, can't be choosers, Dave. But
the problem is that beggars are often choosers.
Yeah.
Here's my address. Here's my mailing address. Ready? It's P.O. Box 313.
What's your real mailing address?
P.O. Box 313, Pleasant Valley, New York, 12569.
And what's your name?
My name is Dave. They can send it to HV Guy 313, P.O. Box 313.
What's your
Pleasant
last name?
Valley, HV Guy 313.
Dave
Pleasant
Brady.
Valley.
In... Sorry.
P.O. Box 313, Pleasant
yeah,
Valley,
we got
York,
it, Dave.
12569.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody. I don't think anybody's going to send you hundreds of dollars for a new cell phone because they don't know what you're going to do with it. You could spend it on, you know, a drug habit. Do you have a drug habit?
No, I don't. I don't use drugs at all.
Really? So if we sent you a drug test?
I need a new phone. So, some guy named Gary up in Canada said, oh, that he was going to send me an iPad or whatever. Yeah, right.
Like, he didn't know,
like,
huh?
And then he sent me a text message today saying,
why
oh,
don't you just go out and get a job? Like, what's going on? Why haven't you gotten work yet? What's going on with that? It's the
I'm
Christmas
lucky,
season.
You know, I fill out all these online applications, you know. I have a list of questions that I usually ask.
I don't think you're looking that hard.
What are your questions?
My question? All right, I'll read them to you. I will read you my job questions. I got a whole bunch of them.
Okay. From which job?
Probably peppering your
any job, any
potential
job,
employer with questions.
Hi, I saw your ad, and I have questions that you did not mention in your ad. How much per hour? A week is included.
Oh,
nice.
You're
holidays.
Asking,
you're,
hold
you're
on, you're asking
yes
the
no.
job?
Is it mandatory that people call holidays? Does it pay weekly or every
settle
other
down
week?
There, Dave,
cash
settle down.
Deposit.
Settle down, buddy. So you're asking a bunch of questions of potential employers before you've even applied for the job? Is that what you're doing?
Because I have questions, Joe. Like,
yeah, okay, I get what you're saying here, and thank you for the call tonight, Dave. I understand the frustration, but again, it comes back to the whole beggars can't be choosers thing. If you are needing a job, then you really shouldn't be so choosy about it. Get out there, fill out the applications, follow up on the ones that you think are the most interesting, and it's Christmas season. They're hiring all over the place, everywhere. Even though it might be temporary work, it's something.
Right, they want to see interest from you in the job, not in the pay.
Yeah.
Okay, and I understand you're interested in the pay. That's why we all work. But we all have this sort of social way of being where we pretend that that's not what we're in it for, okay? So try that.
Thanks for the call, Dave. We got a full hour to go here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can join us, 855-450-FREE.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.